This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. presidential transition is in turmoil as U.S. President Donald Trump refuses to concede the race to projected presidential-elect Joe Biden. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Biden has started on plans to build out his administration, but he does not yet have access to federal agencies. The General Services Administration is holding off on formally starting the transition, saying the race's winner has not been ascertained and signaling it may not do so until the Electoral College meets next month or the president concedes, which he is not expected to formally do. In the meantime, he started a purge of those considered not sufficiently loyal, yesterday firing Pentagon Chief Mark Esper. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ethiopia says peace talks are only possible with Tigray's local government if military hardware is destroyed, federal officials are released from custody, and leaders of the region are arrested. This comes hours after the African Union called for an immediate halt to the conflict. Hundreds of Russian peacekeepers are heading to Nagorno-Karabakh after Armenian and Azerbaijan agreed to a peace deal to end weeks of fierce fighting over the disputed region. The Moscow broke after a string of Azerbaijani victories in its fight to retake the ethnic Armenian enclave. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a case Republican elected officials and the Trump administration are hoping will kill the Affordable Care Act. This is the Supreme Court's third major case over the 10-year-old law, popularly known as Obamacare. Republican attorneys general in 18 states and the Trump administration want the whole law to be struck down, which would threaten coverage for more than 20 million people. From Washington, this is VOA News.